Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.929 in the Lehigh Valley. The Iron Pigs have defeated the Charlotte Knights by a final score of 4-2 and flew to their 69th victory of the year. Welcome to the Happy Recap, everybody. I'm Sam Mines with your highlights from August the 12th, 2017, as the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs grab a victory in Game 3 of a four-game series with the Charlotte Knights, a win the Pigs very much needed. Things are getting close in the wild card race, and the Pigs were looking for a big victory, and they got one tonight. Now, Jake Thompson started the game for the Pigs, and despite a few bad starts this year, he definitely had a couple in the beginning of the year, and a couple in his last 10 as well. But he's been more or less the pitcher we expected him to be. The numbers aren't there, but the innings are, the lengths of innings are. And the improvement is seen as well. And tonight was a really good start for Jake Thompson. He gave the Pigs exactly what they needed in his six innings of work. And he got his fifth win of the year. And it was well deserved. And he started it off perfectly. It was a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Jake Thompson. He got his name counterpart, Jake Peter, to ground out to Scott Kingery, and then Cody Ashe stepped to the plate.
The overhead windup. Thompson delivers 1-0, swung on and ripped in the air, right center field and deep. Rodriguez is back at the track, makes a leap, and does he make another unbelievable catch? He does! Hanging on! His second beautiful catch up against that right center field wall here in the series.
Well, if diamonds are a girl's best friend and a dog is a man's best friend, then Herlis Rodriguez's glove right now is a pitcher's best friend, playing a very good center field, flashing a bit of leather. And hey, any good pitcher will tell you that he can't do it all himself, especially not without a little bit of good defense played behind him. Herlis Rodriguez makes a fantastic play on Cody Ashe, and then Rob Brantley would line out. That would finish your 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Jake Thompson, good start to his day. The Pigs would go 1-2-3 as well. In the bottom of the first inning, Scott Kingery lined out, J.P. Crawford grounded out to the first baseman Danny Hayes, and then Cam Perkins would hit one right back to Chris Volstad. We move to the top of the second inning, and in the top of the second inning, Reimer Liriano, who's been having a great series for the Knights, started off with a base hit. Danny Hayes followed it right back up. So, two on, nobody out. Thompson, though, would get DJ Peterson to strike out. He would then walk Jacob May to load the bases, but he got Jason Bourgeois to pop up. And then Eddie Alvarez came up with the bases loaded and two outs.
Bases loaded, two outs. Pitcher swung on a ground ball. Bounced to first, fair ball. Fielding behind the bag is Stassi. He'll glove it, wave off Thompson, and that gets Jake out of a bind. He loaded the bases with one out, but does not allow a run to score.
Jake Thompson getting himself out of trouble in the top of the second inning. Bottom of the second inning, Brock Stassi popped up to lead it off. Pedro Florimon would then get himself kind of a wonky bunt base hit. He does lead the team in bunt hits. This one was a bit of a pop-up, but it popped up right into the right area between the shortstop, DJ Peterson, and the third baseman, Eddie Alvarez, and it just found a good spot to land, and Florimon was on first, but the Pigs would get back-to-back backwards K's, Dylan Cousin and Cousins and Andrew Pullen, and that would end the bottom of the second inning. Top of the third inning we go now, and after getting Jake Peter to ground out to Brock Stassi, Cody Ashe singled, Rob Brantley walked, that put runners on first and second with one out, but Jake Thompson, doing what Jake Thompson does best, got Reimer Liriano to strike out and Danny Hayes to fly out, ending the top of the third inning. So we head to the bottom of the third inning. In this one, Nick Rickles would start it off with a base hit. Rickles' base hit would then be followed up by Herlis Rodriguez. Back-to-back hits for the Pigs before Scott Kingery came up, and Kingery loaded the bases with a base hit. That extended Kingery's hitting streak to 11. The man just hits. And then J.P. Crawford, you know how hot J.P. Crawford has been. Well, he came up to the plate in a big opportunity.
It'll be a 3-1 to Crawford. Swung on drill center for that. It's a base hit. Crawford's come through yet again. Rickles is in. Herlis Rodriguez is coming around. He's going to score. All the way to third goes Kingery. And J.P. Crawford, he's on fire. It's 2-0 Pigs.
A fantastic at-bat by J.P. Crawford. Brings in two runs. Gives the Pigs a 2-0 lead. After that, Cam Perkins would hit into a fielder's choice, which would erase Scott Kingery off the base paths. Brock Stassi would then single. And now a big key that has been spoken about recently for the Pigs has been getting to pitchers when they have them on the ropes in certain innings just like this. Well, the Pigs now were working with one out and runners on first and third. Pedro Florimon came to the plate.
Bases loaded pitch, and it swung on, lifted in the air, left field deep. Back goes Bourgeois on the track, has room, puts it away, but this is deep enough to tag the runners. Down from third is Crawford. A throw goes to third. Safe sliding in there is Perkins, and the Pigs make it a 3-run inning. It's a sack fly for Florimon.
Pigs getting that big third run to make it 3-0 in the bottom of the third inning. After the sacrifice fly, however, Dylan Cousins would fly out. That would end the bottom of the third inning. So we would move to the top of the fourth. Following a DJ Peterson leadoff walk, Jacob May would hit into a 3-6-3 double play. And then Jason Bourgeois would ground out to Scott Kingery. And that would be the top of the fourth inning done for Jake Thompson. Into the bottom of the fourth inning we go. Pigs would get a one-out base hit from Nick Rickles. Rickles tried to extend it into a double, but could not get to second base in time before getting thrown out. And so Herlis Rodriguez's lineup next to that, or after that, I should say, would put the inning to bed 1-2-3. We move on to the top of the fifth inning. In the top of the fifth inning, Eddie Alvarez got hit with a pitch. The pitch bounced off the ground first and then hit him in the leg. Bizarre. You don't see that very often, but no harm, no foul, as Jake Thompson got Jake Peter to hit into a 6-3 double play. Cody Ashe would walk, but Rob Brantley flew out, and that was the top of the fifth done. Bottom of the fifth would be Chris Volstad's final inning of work. Volstad got Scott Kingery to strike out swinging, J.P. Crawford to fly out, and Cam Perkins to ground out to Eddie Alvarez. All in all, not a bad day for Volstad. 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, and 3 strikeouts. So we move on to the top of the sixth inning. And in the top of the sixth, it would start with a Reimer Liriano double. Danny Hayes would then single. Now that single would put runners on first and third. The ball would then get away from Nick Rickles with Danny Hayes at the plate. With DJ Peterson at the plate.
It'll be an 0-1. Runners lead off. Pitch is in the dirt, and the runner is going to move up from first to second. The throw is in time. Liriano breaks for the plate. The throw is not in time.
So the ball gets away from Rickles. The runner goes to second, and the runner running to second at that time was Danny Hayes. Hayes was caught stealing. However, Reimer Liriano on third would run home, and he would take his base, which would score a run and make it 3-1. DJ Peterson would then single right after that, a trade the Pigs would definitely be willing to take. After that, Jacob May hit into a fielder's choice. That fielder's choice moved DJ Peterson up to second, however, with 2 outs. That meant Jason Bourgeois at the plate had a chance to make it a 3-2 game.
3-1 Pigs, and Thompson delivers, swung on and ripped down the right field line. Fair, it could be trouble. Cousins races over. Cousins dives. Cousins makes an unbelievable catch.
But Dylan Cousins flashed the leather and ended the top of the sixth inning. Thompson would walk off the mound for a final time after 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run. That is all. 4 walks and 2 strikeouts. Some great defensive plays made behind him. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Pigs would get a leadoff walk from Brock Stassi, but Pedro Florimon hit into a double play, and Dylan Cousins popped up. That was the bottom of the sixth. We move on to the top of the seventh inning. Pat Venditti now into the game. And Venditti, he got Eddie Alvarez to fly out. Jake Peter then hit a base hit. Cody Ashe walked. That meant two on and one out. He would then strike out Rob Brantley, but he could not get past Reimer Liriano.
3-2 runners are off. Swung on and ripped out right field. It is a base hit. Now, it's going to be cut off before the gap by Cousins, so a run will score 3-2. All the way to third goes the trail runner Ashe.
Reimer Liriano comes up with another big hit in this series and makes the score 3-2. Things getting very close for the Pigs with Danny Hayes up at the plate with a runner on first base.
Runners on the corners. It'll be a 1-2 pitch. He got him swinging. Struck him out. Breaking ball off the plate, but that frisbee slider sailed away and there was nothing Hayes could do.
And Venditti gets himself out of the top of the seventh inning with the Pigs still in the lead. So we head to the bottom of the seventh. And in the bottom of the seventh, Andrew Pullen struck out swinging. Nick Rickles struck out swinging. And then Hairless Rodriguez came to the plate.
And from a set with two outs and nobody on, he deals, swung on and launched. If it's fair, it's well out of here. Forget about it. Hairless Rodriguez, a solo bomb out to right field.
And that is your turning point of the game. A big fourth run for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Insurance runs. Hairless Rodriguez, his first home run at Coca-Cola Park. Scott Kingery would then ground out to end the bottom of the seventh inning. Top of the eighth inning now. And into the game was Yaxel Rios. Rios surrendered a base hit to DJ Peterson, but Jacob May lined out. Jason Bourgeois hit into a fielder's choice. And then Eddie Alvarez struck out swinging. And that was the Pigs getting through the top of the first inning into the bottom of the top of the first inning, top of the eighth inning. We didn't go back in time. I can promise you that. Bottom of the eighth inning now. J.P. Crawford singled to lead off the inning, but Cam Perkins would ground out to DJ Peterson. Brock Stassi would ground out to Danny Hayes. And then Pedro Florimon would hit one weakly, which would be scooped up by Rob Brantley and thrown out at first base. J.P. Crawford had been moved over on the previous two groundouts, but because Florimon was retired on the groundout 2-3 to end the bottom of the eighth, Crawford got no further than third. So it's crunch time into the top of the ninth inning. Pigs needing three outs to win with Yaxel Rios on the mound. Jake Peter flew out. Cody Ashe struck out looking. Rob Brantley then came up to the plate.
It'll be another 3-2, two outs. Pitcher swung on a ground ball, chop right to Kingery at second. Stays with the hop. Fields goes to first in time. Ball game over. Los Cerritos vuelan. Los Cerritos vuelan. Los Cerritos vuelan. First career AAA save for Yaxel Rios. Your final score tonight, Pigs 4 and Charlotte 2.
Yaxel Rios shuts the door and the Pigs fly to a 4-2 victory tonight over the Charlotte Knights. A big win for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. They are now 69-51, Charlotte 48-71. For the Pigs, 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors. And the Charlotte Knights, 2 runs on 9 hits, no errors for them either. For the Knights, 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They left 10 on base. For the Iron Pigs, 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They left 4 on base. Chris Volstad took the loss. He's 2-9. 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned and 3 strikeouts. Dylan Covey, 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. For the Iron Pigs, Jake Thompson gets the win. He is 5-12 now, 6 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. Pat Venditti got the hold, his 6th, 1 inning, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. And Yaxel Rios, his first save for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 2 innings, 1 hit, and 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of 9,689 at Coca-Cola Park, who are now enjoying their fireworks. Once again, the final score tonight out of Coca-Cola Park, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 4 and the Charlotte Knights 2.